USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and his wife Jill spent part of their Christmas Eve visiting patients at the Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C.
We're wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday, but most of all, health. Good health in the new year to all of you kids and to your parents and your families.
There's a long-standing tradition of first ladies celebrating the holidays at the hospital. But according to the White House, this is the first time a sitting president has taken part in the ceremony. About 2,000 Christians gathered at St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican for the traditional midnight mass. Pope Francis delivered the opening prayer and is set to give his traditional blessing at the Christmas Day Mass. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PMG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
If you're still waiting for Santa Claus to arrive with your presents, the North American Aerospace Defense Command is once again tracking Santa Claus's journey across the globe with updates available online. NORAD, which is responsible for airspace security over the United States and Canada, are tracking him, and you can watch live on NORAD's website. You can also call the hotline at 1-877-HI-NORAD. They've been tracking Santa since 1955, when a local newspaper's ad for a hotline to allow children to speak to Santa featured a number misprint. Instead of reaching Santa Claus, the phone rang through to the crew commander on duty, the U.S. Air Force Colonel Harry Shoup. He worked at the Continental Air Defense Commander Operations Center, which was the predecessor to NORAD. Colonel Shoup quickly realized a mistake had been made, and he assured the children that he was Santa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Here's a special Christmas message from Senator Joe Manchin.
Hello, I'm United States Senator Joe Manchin. During this season of giving and reflection, Gail and I are reminded of the importance of family, the source of life's greatest joys and deepest bonds. Thanks to the resilience and innovation of the American people, our country has led the world in the creation of multiple safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines, allowing West Virginia families to safely gather together this holiday season. I encourage any and every West Virginian who has not received the COVID-19 vaccine and booster shot to protect themselves, their loved ones, and their community by getting vaccinated. Despite the challenges we face this year and the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, we have so much to be grateful for. We are blessed to have a beautiful state to call home and the knowledge that we are truly a resilient statewide community who looks out for each other during good times and bad. My parents taught me that if you can count your blessings, you can share your blessings. Gail and I encourage all West Virginians to join us in praying for the safety of our fellow West Virginians, frontline workers, healthcare professionals, service members, and veterans, and thanking them for their service for our nation. Let us also pray for peace, safety, and a greater understanding of one another that brings our nation together. As this year comes to a close, let us all reflect on our many blessings.
You're listening to USA Radio News.